All right, in Jesus' name. We're going to talk about in different facets, in different ways this morning, living in resurrection grace and power daily by faith. Living, you sit down in a few moments, in resurrection grace. No, I didn't say you sit down, I said you're going to sit down for your month. Living in resurrection grace and power daily by faith. Not just on the world so-called Easter. This is not Easter. This is Resurrection Day. And Resurrection Day is not one day. It's 365 days of the year. So we're supposed to be celebrating this every day. He's alive, right? So living in resurrection grace is a favor that God has given to us, and power daily by faith. Now you may be seated in Acts chapter 4. I'm going to read one verse, but that verse came out of a scenario similar to what we're going through now. The pressure is on. Secular pressure is on. Demonical pressure is on the system now. I said secular, demonical pressure is on the system. The government can't handle it. Technology can't handle it. Southern University nor LSU can handle it. These are good places, good things happening from these places. But in the realm of the spirit, we're going to have to know how to flow, and we're going to have to know who we are. We're going to have to know what to say. We're going to know when to be quiet. The church is the only answer to the culture that's being built now and the situations that are on the horizon. People with revelation, anointing, wisdom, knowledge, gifts, fruit of the Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, praise, worship. These are the people going to have to handle this thing. Set our young people free. Oh, yeah. Set our young people free. And they see us walk through with the revelation. So in the midst of the church being attacked, they went to God in prayer in this text and asked God to give them strength and boldness. And he did. But in this one verse, I want to show you something. In Acts 4:33. Acts 4:33. And I want to pronounce and announce that on you this morning. All right? I want, if anything come up next week, I want you to read this verse. So after they had prayed, it says, and with great power, underlying great power, give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. You could do this daily with great power. And look what else next. And great grace was upon them all. So you got two grace, right? Great what? And what else? Great power and great grace, and the given testimony of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ will sell it everything. Now, when we talk about living in resurrection, grace, and power daily by faith, we're talking about raising up every situation to the glory of God. A whole new daily lifestyle being presented to the body of Christ today. Every day is a resurrection day. Every day. Not just on one. It's secular, commercial-wise. Easter has been made. It's for the sale of clothes and stuff like that. Sell different things. But a whole lifestyle is being presented to you this morning that not tomorrow, the next day, every day in your life, you have this resurrection power available to you. You got a grace on you. A grace means I own the resurrection. And the resurrection on me. Same power that raised Jesus from the dead is on the inside of me. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Listen, what this means, being sometime attacked, but knowing you can't fail. I'm preaching.
Yes,
but knowing sometime you're going to be attacked, but at the same time knowing I can't fail because I'm in a resurrected position. Y'all didn't hear that?
Yes.
Say, I am
in a resurrected position
every day of my life. No grave can hold me.
No
problem can hold me.
No
attack can hold me. I'm coming up out of here. That's your power. I mean, it's on the inside of you. Jesus is on the inside of you. That resurrection power is on the inside of you. That resurrection power is going home with you. That resurrection power is going to be with you every month, every day, every hour. Grace and faith is ready to pull it out. And I want you to know that. Any of y'all ever been attacked?
Yes, sir.
The husband and wife told us they were attacked, didn't they? Huh? God brought them out, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Being sometime attacked, but knowing you can't fail. Listen, making a faith call. What kind of call?
Faith call.
Will release the power of resurrection grace, making a faith call, using your faith, calling upon that power, and it'll release that power in your life. This is a fresh apostolic revelation. Don't take it just as another teaching. Tomorrow, if something come up, I can call resurrection power. Same power that raised Jesus from the dead can raise me out of this situation. Same Satan that failed at Jesus' grave failed in my life. I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Right now. See, no matter what you're going through, I want you to hear me. I want you to be blessed this moment. I'm blessed because I believe the Holy Ghost is about to sweep through here. Say,
I'm blessed right now.
Resurrection power is flowing
in me
right now. Nothing can hold me.
Nothing can stop me.
And when he told me, write this, I want this to live in you. This means you have every problem defeated before it show up. Y'all hear me?
Yes,
the power in you declares and decree you have every problem defeated before it show up. Your problem was defeated 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago. So I want you to drop that problem right now. Don't let it fake you out. Oh my. Oh my. Let's see. Let's see. Let's read something there. Turn to Romans 5. Romans 5. Right next to Acts. Hallelujah.
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 Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, praise his holy name. Look at somebody and tell them, get my answer today. And tell the person next to you, God love me. You know that?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You ought not be ashamed to say it then.
Yes.
Tell a friend next to you, God love me.
God
and God love you too.
God loves you too.
Not always for a reason. I ask the Holy Spirit to anoint me for these teachings, but when I say something, it's always for a reason.
Yes.
And so when I tell somebody something, is something he's setting you up with, that anointing can get on you strong enough that you can receive what he wants us to have today.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
In Romans 5 and 5, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died, thank God,
yes,
for the ungodly.
Yes.
Was you ungodly?
Yes.
Did God straighten some things out in your life?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Were you delivered from any kind of sin?
Yes.
Thank God, I said. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank God. Hallelujah. You can say hallelujah. Go ahead and say it. Hallelujah. See, what you're doing is you're opening yourself up when you do that. And when the anointing is passing through here, dropping things off, because you've opened yourself up by giving God praise, that revelation will come to you.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to read a little more. 5 and 5. Verse 7. Romans 5 and 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, ooh, glory to God, Christ died for me. That's right, girl. Say,
Christ died for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm here to celebrate Christ's death, burial,
and resurrection.
All lives on the inside of me. And I just want to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name. Now, if you can't praise God, you don't need to open your mouth to eat today. Just shut up. Get to the table and just shut up. Glory to God. Well, look at the 15 and 16 verses that Sam opened in Romans. A lot of scripture this morning. But not as the offense, so also the free gift. He's a gift, you know.
Yes, sir.
For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more, listen, the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many.
Yes, sir.
And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. I see. Hallelujah. Now, knowing how, write this down, knowing how to live in resurrection grace daily. Knowing how to live in resurrection grace daily. Turn to John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 11. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel a presence coming in here, boy. We're going to try to resurrect him up in here this morning. See the Holy Ghost. It will bring the resurrection power into you as an individual. I'd like to get in this presence. How many of y'all like to get in this presence? How many of y'all wouldn't mind if he hugged you this morning? And tell you everything all right. He can do it, you know. Oh, he's God. Yeah, he can hug you up in here this morning. Yes, he can put his hands up on you here this morning. You are personal to him. Make him personal to you.
Yes.
Stay open.
Yes.
The gifts, the fruits, the anointing, the power, the glory, the blood, they all here this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to be touched me.
Yes.
I read my Bible and sing and pray, but every now and then, I'd like for him to put his arm around. Tell me, Leroy, everything all right. It might not look like it's working out right, but because you're mine, good God Almighty, everything is all right. Say it, everything is all right. Because I belong to him. And I just want you to say this. I'm going to have a resurrection up in here this morning myself. Whatever the devil trying to put on my life, I'm going
to resurrect
out of it right now.
Because
the glory,
the power,
the goodness,
and the love of God
is in this house.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to worry about my shortcoming. Because he took care for me. All I got to do is repent. I'm in one place. I made a mistake. Satan's trying to whip me down. I repent. He come back and look for me. I'm gone. That's the way God made it for us, man. We all need that.
Absolutely.
Glory.
Glory.
Today is my day.
Today is my day.
I resurrect right now. In power.
In glory.
In wisdom.
In knowledge.
In understanding.
In understanding.
And I get my joy back.
Joy unspeakable.
And full of glory. I get my peace back.
Peace that
pass
all understanding.
And I'm not going to let nobody else shout for me. I'm a shout for myself. What you waiting on then?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, I said.
Hallelujah.
Sit down for a moment. I want you to write this down. Make sure you got this. Knowing how to live in resurrection grace daily. I got you over there, John, right?
Yes, sir.
11?
Yes, sir.
We read the verse?
No, sir.
25. And he said unto her, I am the resurrection.
Yes.
And the life.
Yes.
He that believeth in me, though he was dead,
yes,
he was dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever. Ooh, this shouting going on here.
Yes, sir.
And whosoever liveth and believeth in me,
yes,
shall never
die.
You believe this?
Yes.
How many believers we got in the house? That means you're never going to
die.
Physically, but that's not the real you. I went to church this morning and found out I ain't dying. Hallelujah. Then we must read the story, a lot of scriptures this morning, Matthew. Then I'm going to try to give you a few more points and I'll close out. Matthew. Yes, yes. Matthew 28. I know, and I'm going to give you a secret this morning that you don't know. How you know that, Reverend? You don't know what I'm about to tell you.
Yes.
Then after I tell you, you're going to be new to you.
Yes.
You have a resurrection angel that watches over you all the time. So every dilemma you have, the resurrection is already there. A resurrection angel is at this grave site, at Jesus' grave site. God sent a resurrection angel. I know you never heard of a resurrection angel. At his birth, they explained to Mary, because Mary was mixed up. He sent an angel to talk with her. Now Mary at the grave, and she kind of puzzled again. But that angel showed up and rolled that stone away. And then sat on it. And then turn a light from heaven on so they can know why Jesus is not there. That's what we're going to see in this text. In Matthew 28. And the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, first, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. We're talking about that first morning, you see. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven. I call him a resurrection angel. And came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, angel. And his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye. Oh, I won't go Baptist now. Whatever you're dealing with, don't have no fear this morning. You're in the presence of the living God. While you're sitting here, he's handling your business for you. He's putting resurrection on every situation. I said, while you're sitting here, he's handling your business for you. He's putting resurrection on all your situations. Ask somebody next to you, what he said? Then ask him, tell him what he said. What would you do if you really believe that God have put resurrection on all your situations. What? How would you act? How would you respond? Situations just got dealt with. But you're not cutting up enough. When God do something for you, you got to respond. You got to let the world know, I'm not a regular person. I'm moving in another realm. If you was broke, now you're rich. If you was sick, now you're healed. If you had family problems, they're now solved. Watch this. If you're looking for your mate, here he come. Yeah, she come. Oh, y'all better shout. Y'all single folk better shout better than that. I'm prophesying over you. I'm prophesying over you. Hallelujah. Y'all have a dancing song ready when I finish. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. And if you don't laugh with me, I'm laughing at you. Ha, ha, ha. Because you don't understand what's going on up in here. Glory to God. Lift your hand and pray. Lift your hand and pray. Come on. Lift your hand. You never prayed them before. Lift your hand and pray them right now. Whoa! Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I watched my dad, and I'm watching him to reprogram myself in some areas because I know, Lord, I took up his mantle.
Yes, sir.
One of the things he would do with the people, you'll constantly praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise.
And I know he's doing, he's stirring them up. Don't let them just be sitting here. Getting them open so when the Holy Spirit pours something out, it go right down in you. I don't want to just go to church. I want God to talk to me. I want God to touch me. You know what I'm saying? I'm almost through. Just hold on with me a minute. Glory to God. But you got to stir up the atmosphere that the Spirit can flow. Huh? Do this with me. That the Spirit can flow in me. See, so see, you got to peel off that flesh. That's what they're singing for, the singing, the praise. is to get you ready beyond the flesh. Hey, sit down. Now I want you, I want to ask yourself, do you feel His presence? Oh my goodness. I won't just come to no church. I come to meet God. I feel His presence all in my hand. Oh man. I won't run, dude. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. My. Verse 5 in the 28th chapter of Matthew, and the angel answered, said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus. Who with me?
Yes.
What them three words said?
Which was.
I want you to linger on was. Which was crucified. Because I'm about to tell you something else. He's not here. For He's risen, as He said, come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell the disciples that He's risen from the dead. And behold, He goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see Him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly. And you mark it down to the 10th verse. I'm going to take you to another point. The resurrection is not a one-day celebration. It is the revelation of eternal life to be celebrated daily. Look what voice He gave me. And I say to everybody, know that voice. Now, if you don't know this voice, you really need to get on another road. John 3:16. Everybody ought to know that voice.
Yes, sir.
Look at y'all looking for it. God so loved the world. He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thank God for everlasting life. So the resurrection of Christ is not a one-day celebration. It's the revelation of eternal life to be celebrated daily. The power of the resurrection is always, listen to me. Hear what the Lord is about to say. Somebody about to get out right now. The power of the resurrection is always available to bring you out of any situation. That's Galatians 3:13-14, 1 Corinthians 6:20. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He got up from the grave, and they could not stop Him. Boy, it has them. Demons trying to stop Christ. But they couldn't stop Him. He got up from the grave, and they could not stop Him. That's John 2:18-22. I'm just going to give you some scriptures. I'm not going to try to do them all. It's a lot of studying. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Stir up the resurrection power that is in you, Jude 20. And then there in Romans 8:26-28. Turn to Romans. I'm going to say three or four things happen there. Romans 8:26-28. I don't have to depend on my infirmities anymore. I got something on the inside of me that is greater than my infirmity. I got somebody on the inside of me greater than my weaknesses. Yeah, look in Romans 8:26 there. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us our infirmities. You know that we got more than one? For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself, as himself, makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Uh-huh. Now you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
I know you're a Christian. I know you're baptized, but you need to talk in tongues.
Yes,
go to the next verse, 27. And he that searches the heart know what is the mind of the Spirit. Put down mind of the Spirit. Mind of the Spirit. Because you make intercession for the saint according to the will of God. Mind of the Spirit, will of God. Mind of the Spirit, will of God. What happened when you're praying in tongues? Huh?
Yep.
Now look at it. Look at the end results here in the 28th verse. Who won't live a life like this?
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes.
And I won't tell you, I live it. This is my life, verse 28. What? Who you think you are? I ain't thinking. That's you up doing all that thinking. If you spend time with God,
yes.
And you give him praise all the time,
yes.
No matter what come up, he's going to bring you back to that.
Yes.
How many of y'all would like that lifestyle?
Yes.
Let's read it together. Ready?
Yes.
Read. All things work together for good. Yeah, man of God, but you don't know what I'm going through now. I'm smiling, but I'm hiding. I'm going through some things. When I leave here, I don't know what I'm gonna face tonight. I don't know what I'm gonna face tomorrow. I don't know what I'm gonna face. That is. I place it on your life right now. Say hallelujah three times. Come on, son. Now, I'm going to preach a little longer. When the glory hit, I'm going to close. That's $2,000 right there. I'm going to preach a little longer. When the glory hit, I'm going to close. I'm going to shout and close. Hallelujah. We got to shout before we leave here. And you with your stiff self, you got to shout too. Give God some praise. Don't just sit up here. Give God, come on. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. I feel a stirring coming, Jerry Dean. I feel something about to happen up in here. Oh, you're your husband's seed. Oh, come on, husband.
I know his name.
He what?
I know his name.
You know his name, all right. I know his name. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. I know his name. He got up from the grave, and they could not stop him. John 2:18. I might have jumped to something. That's all right. John 2:18. Turn to John 2:18. Turn me to John 2:18 on his board. He got up from the grave and they could not stop him. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Go to the 19th verse. Jesus then said unto them, destroy this temple. Three days. I will raise it up. Go to the next verse. Then said the Jews, 46 years. They see they're talking about the natural. Well, this temple and building. And would I rear it up in 3 days? Keep going. But he spoke of the temple of his body. Thank God. I said, thank God. Give me the next verse. but he spoke to him. And when therefore he was risen from the dead, the disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The grave couldn't hold him, right? Praying in the Holy Ghost, stir up the resurrection power that is in you. Went there in Romans 8:20. We went through that, right? Satan wants us to celebrate once a year. For it's, listen to this. Satan wants us to celebrate once a year, for it's his defeat day. Satan wanted to celebrate it once a year, for it's his defeat every day. This is resurrection day. Tomorrow, Monday is resurrection day. Tuesday is going to be resurrection day. When you get to Friday, it's still resurrection day. 365 days a year, we should be celebrating the birth and the resurrection of Christ. Satan just wanted to celebrate once a year. That's a commercial deal. My body, come on, I'm going to give you a few more denim clothes. My body owns the resurrection anointing. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Give me 1 Corinthians 6, 19 quickly. I'm moving swiftly. I got two or three more things I'm going to say. My body own the resurrection anointing. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God? Oh my goodness, look what it says next. And you're not your own? The 20th verse says, for you bought with a price. Everybody get them to a jig. Everybody, just shake something. Shake your shoulder, shake your head, but shake something up in here. Online, I need y'all shaking. We got one online. How many online? 1,805. Start to shake it. Shake Brazil. Shake California. Shake New York. Shake all them Texas. Shake all them places. Shake because you're delivered. Shake because you're healed. Shake because you're blessed. Shake because you got joy in your life. Shake because you're anointed. Shake because you're free. Shake because, oh my, just shake, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Resurrection every day in my life from now on. I got something to shake about. I got somebody to shake about. Y'all remain standing the rest of the message. Choir, y'all come stand in place. So when I tell y'all sing, y'all sing. Don't y'all sing nothing dry either. Shake a little more. Shake because you're healed. Shake because your pocket full. Shake because you got joy. Yeah. Shake because you got the best marriage in the world. Shake because he on the way. Shake because she on the way. Everybody get happy in here this morning. Everybody get blessed. Young man, I see you. Shake with that pink shirt on. Shake your shoulder there, boy. Shake your shoulder. There you go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, daughter.
This is what we would like to see.
That's $1,000 seed. resurrection seed. It's cash, too. Embracing the supernatural through the cross, resurrection, ascension, seated position of Christ, and ascending of the Holy Spirit. Embracing the supernatural through the cross, the resurrection, the ascension, seated position of Christ, and ascending of the Holy Spirit. And your celebration is Acts 2, 1 through 4. Keeping resurrection grace in place at all times. We're designed, I'm going to close with this. We are designed by God to run the kingdom on earth. You heard that? We are designed by God to run the kingdom on earth. And that's Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and the righteousness, or everything you be added. All right. So now, two words I'll leave you with in this message. I want you to remember what the message was. Living in resurrection grace and power daily by faith. That was the message. Two words I want to leave with you. Focus and awareness. Beware that everything you're trying to get is already yours. Yeah. That you already delivered. And the power of the resurrection. Say this with me. The power of the resurrection,
Is living
on the inside of me. You receive it? Look at somebody and point at them and say,
the power of the resurrection
is living on the inside of you. So go ahead and rejoice.